It's time for more of Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Here's Dr. Hank.
Okay, welcome back. Thank you for being back with us. Some of the things that I want to share with you before we bring our next guest on is some people have said, you know, I wasn't able to hear your show live, so how can we get it? And just wanted to share that you can actually go to TalkZone.com, search for Let's Talk EI, and you'll find 3 months of archived shows there. You'll find August, September, and October there. And after today's show, well, it'll be archived too. Generally, it takes about 3 or 4 hours before they can archive it and put it up. So that's another way to get it or to listen to it. Another way is to go to our website, societyofei.org, and you go to talkzone.com, and below that you'll see that there's a link. Well, the link actually takes you to TalkZone.com, where you can then pick up the archive show. But you can either pick it up directly from TalkZone.com, or you can pick it up off of our website. Our second guest for this afternoon or today is Lorraine Starr. I mentioned earlier that she's a highly sought-after author, coach, and international speaker, and she has her own internet radio show. So I'm excited to share that with you also. She's one of the leading experts in the field of women's empowerment through emotional intelligence and leadership. She brings her expertise in leadership from over 15 years of leadership accomplishments in the following areas: healthcare, biotech, sales, and the financial arena. Interesting fact about Lorraine. Lorraine served her country for 10 years as a proud member of the United States Armed Forces. So, Lorraine, I salute you. Currently, Lorraine's PhD work is in organizational psychology and women's leadership. Her master's degree is in organizational psychology. Now, she has several books out there, and you might, well, we're going to call it a small library. But you can go to Amazon.com and you can find her books. One of her books is Leap Forward, L-E-I-P, forward. Another is Dig Deep, D-I-E-P. Let's see. Excuse me. No winner ever got there without a coach. So, Lorraine, welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Great, great. Yeah, I would just share with the listeners some of your bio info and all. And one of the things that came to mind when I saw Boardroom to Bedroom, how does EI fit both worlds?
You know, it's amazing. We tend to lead our home life with emotion, but not with intelligence. And I say that quite honestly, that when you combine emotional intelligence at home, you're just as successful as you would be at work. The same skill sets that you use EI-wise in leadership positions work phenomenally well in personal relationships. And they should. I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Really, that's... do blend together.
Well, you know, and that's true, because one of the things that, you know, our previous guest was talking about was how leadership and emotional intelligence ties together. And she mentioned things like empathy, you know, being a big component of leadership, but also things like social responsibility and other areas, tolerance and a couple of others. So it sounds like you're saying in a personal relationship, you can, well, have those things too. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So I work with a lot of women leaders, and we work on the emotional intelligence component in their leadership position, like communicating and how to communicate with same gender as well as the opposite gender. We work on empathy versus emotionality, meaning that you can empathize, put yourself in someone else's shoes, and that is very different than being emotional, breaking down into tears or anger or frustration and outwardly showing it. So we take those tools and then bring it into the home life, whereas, look, a lot of us are CEOs in business, and we forget that hat when we go home, and then when we're talking about finances with our spouses and loved ones, we get emotional. We put up or push them into the wall so that they feel they need to defend their spending or defend where the money is going, versus sitting down and using emotional intelligence communication skills where we are more or less taking the emotions out of it. It's a no-blame situation, working together to find solutions. Same thing in the bedroom, making sure that you're getting your needs met without bringing the emotion component into the picture.
Okay, okay. You know, I came across a report, and I'm going to call it a study, done some years ago in Europe, that said that women tend to have, and I'm going to, this is what it said, that women tend to have better sex lives with men that are emotionally intelligent. What do you think about that?
You know, I'm going to say it takes two to have a great sex life. So as long as the woman is emotionally intelligent as well, why not? It makes perfect sense. Why is that? Because they're able to ask for their needs to be met versus blaming. So as long as both of them have the emotional intelligence, sure, that makes perfect sense. But if one person in the partnership is missing it or lacking, such as the empathy to understand what it's like to be completely stressed out from work and absolutely exhausted, or not having their sexual needs met, or just want to cuddle because they're tired, if the other partner's lacking the empathy and the communication and the understanding, then the sex isn't going to be that great. So it takes two to have great sex, and both parties need to have emotional intelligence.
Got you. Thanks for that. So while we're on that subject, can men engage, or is it only a woman's thing, as we kind of talking about this emotional intelligence boardroom to bedroom thing?
So I work specifically with women. I don't work with a whole lot of men. I do when I pick up a corporate contract, but that falls more under leadership. Both men and women need emotional intelligence. And Hank, you've seen the studies. We know where women are strengthened in emotional intelligence and where men are strengthened in emotional intelligence. So, you know, both genders need to work on the areas that need work on. And that's, you know, that's one of the great things with emotional intelligence, is it doesn't matter how bloody smart you are. It comes down to, because you can't change that. You're either smart or you're not. But when it comes to emotional intelligence, it doesn't matter. Both
can
pick up new skill sets.
Got you. So what got you into maybe this particular topic, got you into the empowering women from boardroom to bedroom?
You know, it's really funny. I started off as business leadership, and my master's work is in emotional intelligence. My PhD work is in emotional intelligence. And I started off just focusing on the workplace. And what I noted is, regardless, in my coaching practice, we would get so far in the workplace, and then the home life balance would come into check. To continue on with that, Lorraine Starr Consulting, we did a horrific study looking at, are women sexually satisfied? The higher they are up the chain, are we seeing a balance in their sexual needs being met and their home life fulfillment being met? And really, that's what my coaching has surrounded around, making sure that you have balance, that you've got the emotional intelligence, you've got the leadership component locked in, you're where you want to be work-wise, and then you also want to make sure that your home life is in balance. Because the studies show that if you're miserable at home, you will be miserable at work at some point. They trickle into each other, and the same is true. If you're having a, you know, if the career choice that you're in isn't right for you, it will trickle into your personal life. So really, that's what brought me into the empowerment from boardroom to bedroom. I do it both.